It's Monday, May 22nd, 2006.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That song right there was a band called The Happy Couple. They're a German duo. It's a girl and a guy, and they put out these songs, and they're not actually a couple, despite their name, but they are a German duo, so that's probably the more accurate description. Anyway, the band The Happy Couple, that was their song called Another Sunny Day. It came from their debut EP called Fools in Love, and if you liked it, I recommend checking out the rest of it. The guy sometimes sings instead of the girl, so if you prefer the guy vocal to the girl vocal, you might like some of the other songs, but you know, it's pretty good. So I liked it, and it definitely fits the kind of music I tend to play on the show, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. All right, okay, I recognize that. I'm sorry. Let's shake things up a little. Let's do a song that's not the kind of song I play every single week. This guy right here, it's an Italian DJ. His name's Nicola Conti, and it's like a bossa nova song. And it's like an electronica meets bossa nova. You know, it sounds old. Some of his songs have like Italian movie soundtrack stuff mixed in with them. It's very exciting, very, very cool. Instrumental, which I try to not play instrumental stuff unless I'm talking over it, but this one, really good. It's so good. It's going to be great. This song is called Jet Sounds, and it's from an album that he put out in Europe under a different name. In America, it was released under Bossa Nova Purdue is the name of the album. And it's fantastic. It was used in some commercials or something a long time ago. I don't remember seeing them. Maybe you do, but I don't. So great song, Jet Sounds. It's the kind of music, it's a little too dancey. It's like the kind of stuff you're going to want to stand up and like shake of the booty a little, I believe is what they say. No, I'm sure they don't. But you're going to want to tap those feet a little bit during this song because it's that good. And it's the kind of song, or at least it's from the kind of like chill out sort of album you would expect to hear in like a boutique clothing store on a Sunday afternoon. Do you know what I mean? If you ever gone shopping with your girlfriend, you know what I mean? Anyway, this song though, very good. Not quite that bossa nova-y. I mean, it is, but it's not quite that chill. It's a little more happening. So check it out. Jet Sounds right now by Nicola Conti. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head. We'll be right back.
Some people blow a full day's wages filling up their gas tank. We thought it was high time we did some myth-busting and figure out what is and is not causing our energy angst. And we have someone here who can help. His name is Vijay Vaitheswaran. He covers energy matters for The Economist magazine. You're here to tell me that gas prices are not high?
Of course, they're higher than they used to be. And every American, including me, thinks we're entitled, God-given right to gasoline at $1 a gallon. I'll stand by that to my dying day. On the other hand, if you actually look at the numbers, we're actually, even adjusting for inflation, we're paying less than we did when our parents used to drive their big tail fin cars or during the oil shocks of the 70s. And if you consider, if you could pull up at a Exxon or BP station, go into the little quickie mart, try to find any liquid, milk, Gatorade, fancy bottled water, it's probably more expensive per gallon even now than the gasoline you're paying for. So on a lot of measures, it's actually still a bargain.
The only thing is you don't buy 18 gallons of Gatorade when you stop at the Quick Mart.
Now you're getting to the real problem. We're driving cars, these SUVs, trucks, that are very different from the cars we used to drive in the past. So our gas guzzling is really why we're spending more out of pocket. American cars, the average fuel economy for the fleet is close to a 20-year low.
Trapped in an airport or someplace watching Fox News, I see this cascade of people on there saying, if we could just tap our oil and energy resources domestically, we wouldn't have these kind of prices.
It's a powerful notion that you hear in Washington especially. And people say, if only we had leaders with vision, we could have...
To drill in Alaska.
Drill in Alaska, if only the environmentalists would step aside, we could drill in the Rockies or off the coast of Florida, we could have energy independence. You know what? It's a bunch of baloney. The environmental merits of drilling in Alaska, we can have a reasonable conversation about. I personally think it's not worth the trade-off. But even if you were to drill in, at the Anwar Reserve, drill in the Rockies, drill in the Gulf of Mexico sensitive areas, all the oil in all the protected areas wouldn't change the world price of oil. Here's why. The U.S. has so little oil compared to how much the rest of the world has and how much we use. We have less than 3% of the world's proven reserves of oil. The Persian Gulf has almost two-thirds of the world's proven oil. And every day, we use almost half the world's gasoline. We're never going to be independent on energy as long as we guzzle oil. it's a game that you think if we drill in Alaska, let's say we give the concession to a good old American company like Exxon or Chevron, if there's a world price spike, prices go to $100, $200 because of a crisis, are they going to sell the oil at a special American price? Of course not. It's a global oil market. They'll sell it to the highest bidder, and they should. We believe in capitalism in this country. But that's why allowing drilling isn't going to make any difference to our price at the pump. There's not enough oil to make a difference.
Was the Bears, or actually no, the that was Bears. They're from Cleveland, and that was their song Everywhere, which came out very recently on a self-titled debut. You could download some tracks, I think, and then they finally, you know, got the CDs pressed, and so they filled all the orders and shipped out the CDs, and it feels very nice. That song right there, Everywhere, very good, and they're from Ohio, which you don't hear about that very often. And before Bears, I know you think you heard Isabel Campbell off some sort of new Isabel Campbell thing or something, but you didn't. What you actually heard was Margot Gurren, who was like a 60s songwriter who wrote a lot of other people's songs, but she had this one album called Take a Picture, which came out in 1968, and I'll tell you what, she sounds exactly like Isabel Campbell. So if you like Isabel Campbell, you're gonna like everything by Margot Gurren, so check her out. If you liked that song, which was called, I'm sorry, it was called Sun, by the way. Sun as in, the, you know, the thing in the sky. So that was what that was. Okay, finishing this episode, very excited about this song because I love it a lot. It is Camera Obscura from Glasgow. They're kind of like the Concretes mixed with Belle and Sebastian. And there's no They Might Be Giants in there, but somehow it still comes out to be one of my favorite bands. And I really love Camera Obscura, and they have this album coming out in June called Let's Get Out of This Country, but they've released the first single for it called Lloyd, I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken. And it is super duper good. I'm going to play more from Let's Get Out of This Country once it comes out. But check out this song, Lloyd, I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken by Camera Obscura, finishing this episode of The Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Meditation by Lorindo Almudia and the Bossa Nova All-Stars. Also, One Note Samba by Leroy Holmes. Tune in next week for a very exciting 2-year anniversary episode of The Sounds in My Head.